Hello there, and welcome to this episode 3 of the Librarians and Leviathans podcast. This episode is still episode 3 of the Hellcats and Hockey Sticks game we played in 2012 in summer, featuring Dan, Kyra, Arthur and Kat as schoolgirls, and me, Shim, as the headmistress. Last episode, the girls went to the beach to drink some stolen wine, where they found a bunch of lads digging it up and scared them away. So
vanish from sight.
Okay, are we going to like sit down and drink our wine?
So there's Cutter somewhere under the beach, and leafed according to one of Belinda's spaghetti sort. And the other scully will want to get their hands on it.
So we should find out who this girl is, and what about this treasure.
It'll be a whole show. Have a show start.
That's a good idea. We should do that.
How did this Devotchka know that the Pretty Polly was buried in the first place?
Maybe she was lying. Maybe she just did it to get the boys out.
Does anyone have any idea who it was? They just said blonde six-year-old, basically.
How big is this school? And how old are we?
We're six. Yeah. It's big enough that you don't know everyone in necessarily.
But we wouldn't know the whole sixth form.
Reasonable assumption. I don't think I said whether or not she was a sixth form. I'm not sure I know whether or not she was a sixth form.
Presumably she is on the grounds that everyone does everything just for reasons of sixth form.
Yeah, anybody younger or just like Luke's?
Yeah. No, only first year's Luke's.
Oh.
Oh,
okay.
But she's not into the sixth form, so...
Yeah,
so she'd be old enough not to command a little bit of respect otherwise.
Yeah, she's going to be one of the older girls. Yeah. Just trying to find out whether or not she's in fact treatment to be 84.
Sounds like we need to Skazat and Slushy are my sifters. Vidi, who's come down to the beach lately, and if any of them sound like this, Dvotchka.
Could we for ourselves comprise a list of the blonde six formers?
Go for it. You start running through the list of blonde six formers. There's not really that many.
Yeah, exactly. You
built to
rule out Belinda.
Yeah. Yeah. You built to narrow it down to a fairly small number of people.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So we can interrogate
them. Them and their droogs, I mean, if we don't need to an answer right from them, if we slushy that one of them came down to the beach from them, then we'll know who to give the real interrogation to.
I will drink some new fresh.
Yeah, pissed off way.
A Pepsi way.
Okay, so you could all go off in our dorms or whatever and find out.
So what are you doing?
I propose a game of truth or dare to my sisters.
I always find truth or dare to be perfectly horror show, so I accept the idea of enthusiasm.
I sulkily sit it.
No!
I accept.
I accept you to peer pressure.
You're going to be on your own.
Is this wrong? I mean, should we actually play the game, or should
I think we should play in character for dare as a role playing exercise.
It's actually a great game, like if you were doing improv.
More role playing games should include truth or dare to help play a character party.
Okay, well we should. Spawn.
Should we get spin a bottle?
Yeah, we'll spin a bottle.
Okay.
Just roll a d4 because that's going to be easier with the weird layout.
Yeah.
And the headmistress is not coming. Thank you, gosh. I've got some gin. I mean, a visitor comes to me.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Shall I spin first?
Yeah.
I'd probably spin first anyway because I'd have to grab a bottle and spin it due to being leader.
We're going to the full bottle.
No, we'd finish a bottle and then we.
Why would you have a full bottle?
Yeah, that's not what I want. They're not very big.
We haven't had a chance drinking yet because we've been fighting before.
You haven't had a chance.
Yeah.
If you spin and it hits yourself, you have to re-spin, don't it? Because you can't challenge yourself to truth or death.
We can assume metaphorically that.
No, like, it's yourself, somebody else.
Yeah, someone else asked you. So. Yeah.
Okay,
so
it is me.
Truth or dare.
Okay.
Truth or dare, Alexa?
No.
History.
Oh yeah, you have
yeah.
to pick.
Truth or dare,
Alexa?
What's
Nezsat
for truth and or dare?
I don't think Burgess works either, unfortunately.
Damn him.
This is so weird.
What is it that you're playing? Like,
Have you ever seen A Clockwork Orange?
No.
A Clockwork Orange is
I know what it is.
Right.
Yeah, Nezsat is the language they use.
Okay. But it means... It's
a mixture of American and Russian slang designed to imagine a near future language the kids would speak.
I think specifically, there's no word in it. There's lots of Russian on the basis that it's meant to be a near future where pop culture comes more from the other side of the.
Because the thing is, it's Russian spread sort of. I think. Sort of filtered through American, so Dvochka is, I think, Russian literally for chick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Obviously the, you know, America, so...
I think it's implied in the novel that it's some sort of Soviet plot to affect pop culture or something. Anyway.
Really? Didn't notice that one, Arthur.
Truth and my sisters. It's great, because I can say it, and you won't understand!
Who do you fancy most in the school?
In the school implies only girl.
Yeah?
Or male teachers.
Exactly.
Are there any male teachers?
Yeah. And a few kind of non-teachers.
I'm sure we can make some up.
Yeah.
Sucks for them.
And there'll be some people...
Yeah, there's non-teachers have a place in your Argus filter, like, so aren't there?
Well, there will also be whoever your local fixer is, and whatever men who came to inspect school that have been kidnapped by the French mistress and
I just think because our world is the school, I just don't think we'd be interested in any fancying that happened outside of it.
Do you mean as best rig, or do you mean for the lubby-lubby?
For that one. It's scrutiny of the character sheet.
Please.
I'm sorry I made everybody RP.
It's cool.
Sorry, looking up a appropriate word here. Kitty, is this another attempt to get people to say how harsh you are?
There's a awkward silence. Spin again!
No, I would say... Ah, fine, come on, the pigeons. I'll say April.
Ew! Ew! How can you fancy her?
I mean... Having to pick one Dvochka amongst all the Dvochkas at school.
Mr. Price!
I happen to salute your music practice when you're playing some of the old Ludwig van. You feel it very harsh.
Thanks.
That is fucking pathetic.
Yeah.
Another spin vent, my sifters.
Have
we already solutioned too much?
Big van.
Do I get to re-roll if it's me again?
You again, re-roll.
April. Truth or dare, my sister?
Dare.
Who gets to make up the dare?
I don't get to make up the dare, right? Normally it's like whoever the other end points at, isn't it? But it's the one I do.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4. In which case, Belinda.
Yeah, Belinda.
Oh.
Most role-playing campaigns, now you come to think of it, basically feel like the outcome of Truth or Dare games, don't they? I dare you to descend into the tomb.
It would work a lot better than many scenario hooks, wouldn't it? You find some boys digging a hole on the beach. Okay, we go away.
I dare you to jump over the biggest hole over there.
How big are these holes?
Various sizes. Yep. Up to.
I will jump over this hole.
Okay, roll me a shrapnel for you.
Yep.
And, you need a fireball.
Yeah. Two sixes.
Wait, yeah.
I jump over the hole, turn and bow. Or off you curtsy.
Yeah.
Cool. I haven't played Truth or Dare.
I applaud.
I'm glad.
How much should I jump?
Everybody.
Scotty world record, I think.
Roll.
D4.
Yeah.
Dan should have a D4 because he's got a bottle.
Smash.
I'll get the dice. He'll be on one of the sofas. He always gets on the sofas.
Two. And you.
Melinda. I should roll a dice on him.
Dare.
Okay. Oh my god.
Oh god.
Well, it's gonna be a good one.
Yeah, ship's sailed.
Fire theft.
It's going to be something we can do now, though, is the problem. It used to, like, play at school, then it, like, got us off.
Yeah, but it's not like the whole point of the school is we're under raging psychopaths.
Yeah, exactly.
I dare you to sneak in to King George's, kidnap one of the boys we just met, and bring them back so we can find out where the treasure is? I mean, we'll help.
Okay. Sure.
Okay!
Okay. What time is it now? Like, getting on?
Lunchtime.
No, it was evening.
Oh, yeah, I moved it to evening. Okay, it'll be getting on for official bedtime.
Okay, well, that's an excellent time to practice kidnapping.
How far away is King George's? Like, the other end of the beach?
It can't be that far, because the boys are all
Yeah, it's...
If they can get back, we can get back.
You know, it'll be like, a couple of miles, maybe.
Okay. Well, we've been there before.
I don't know where it is.
Yeah, but, like, the layout.
Do you think he would have been there before?
Oh, no.
Probably not.
Probably. I bet you're really good at kidnapping Belinda. What?
That's a bizarre compliment.
Well, you're all raging psychos, aren't you?
I blush and retie my braid.
God, you have a braid.
Yeah, like, long braid. Okay, but you will have to come with me, right? I can't do it on my own.
I'll come.
Okay. We'll have to come anyway to watch you.
Otherwise, you might just take another boy and pretend.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Or a bag of potatoes.
Also, when we're finished, we should bury the boy in the sand up to his head and leave him. That'll be so fun!
Okay.
You're so cool, Berlin.
That's the magic it is then.
I'm really impressed by this.
Okay, we're going.
I mean, I could do it too.
Yeah, but you'd suck at it.
Fine.
All you can do is jump over holes.
Right. I'll just ask you.
Okay.
I'm heading off.
Right. Okay, it is a boarding school. It will have a certain level of security. Mostly to keep the boys in. So, you know, it's going to have fences, probably have some kind of security system. General stuff will be...
We've really gone off, like,
plot,
do you mind?
Well, to some extent,
there's,
like...
Plot, really, the scenario here is just a starting point for whatever anarchy ensues.
Okay.
So... Kidnapping boys is fine.
Also, the boys know where the treasure is. We don't.
They couldn't have known where the treasure was because they were just down
there. They might have more information than we do, which is somewhere on the beach.
So,
can I roll observation to see what
are you scoping out?
Yeah.
Okay.
Scoping out gaps in fences, guards, dogs, lots
okay.
of things.
Right, it's going to be.
Back doors.
Are you waiting until it's actually dark?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so it's going to be. Slightly more difficult, but slightly less likely to get caught.
Yeah.
Than Leslie. So you're probably going to make a...
How plastered are we at this point?
You've only had a bottle of wine between you.
Yeah, but we're also 16, so I would suspect that probably suggests we're quite bastard.
I think I probably wouldn't have agreed to do this sober. Maybe.
It also depends how long you think it is between finishing the wine and doing this.
We're probably thinking slightly better of it at this point, but no one
is going to back out.
Absolutely not. Okay, so I'm going to say you're probably looking at... Where's the stupid difficulty table? Miles and miles and miles away.
It goes up very sharply in terms of description, so it's like 4 is like average, and then 5 is like climbing a cliff in the rain.
Yeah, give me a 5 check.
So I have rolled, and I got a 6, so...
Okay. That's okay. I should actually find this retro thing.
I'm a bit shocked there's death rules.
Yeah. They're
mostly like, you're probably not going to die, but if you do, it would be something that you would clearly die from.
Yeah, I think the rules are specific. The death rules are specific that you can't be killed again by next week.
Yeah, it is exactly that.
You're never going to be killed by a thing. You might be killed if you did something really obviously stupid and failed. Maybe.
Yeah, if you do something that would obviously kill you, you will be killed.
Okay. It's one of the things you need to mention it, because otherwise people will assume that you died through out of something.
Oh.
Yeah. You will be able to find... some of the bits where the boys have pried the wire off the edge of the post so they can sneak under it and then it falls back.
Are there...
So do you want to look for a bit which is... If you imagine, like, school is probably kind of, you know, school is more one end and then there'll be some playing fields.
Mm-hmm.
So do you want to be more near the school bit or
want
to be nearer the playing fields?
Nearer the school.
Okay, so somewhere near the school.
Mm-hmm. Are there bits with lights on?
Around the school will be bits with lights on.
Why don't we go through this gap here, and then see if we can find people?
Imagine a cross between a slightly posh but slightly cheap boys' boarding school and a prison.
Yeah,
that's pretty much what it is. Yeah,
isn't that what boys' boarding school is like?
Yeah, who's coming with me?
We all going with you.
I think
all.
Well, it's your day, so it's your plan, but. Don't start platching if you get poobly.
So just remember, this is an almost exact parallel to when you were running.
It's a kidnap the brain.
That was
the zombie brain.
That was class mascot. This is this is boys. Much more serious.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to sneak up to the nearest ground floor window with lights on.
Okay.
I have sneak. I don't want to be seen by anyone outside or anyone in the window yet.
Sure. Okay, so give me a second while I work out who is likely to be in the building and where at this point. So, talk amongst yourselves, will you? What time would you like it to be?
It's dark. Like, after dinner time. Okay.
Hour, roughly?
8:30.
Okay. If it works anything like your school, at about 8:30, first years are probably in bed, or allegedly in bed. Middle school are probably in their common rooms, or doing some kind of enforced work, but it's probably not very much of that. And the oldest lads are probably still mooching around somewhere, they're probably still allowed to run the grounds, would it run? Just to give you an idea of what to do. So there are going to be some people wandering around. There will be a few rooms with lights on, which will probably be things like common rooms and staff quarters. The staff will probably have their own... They'll probably be like staff houses for the ones that live in. Seems to make a rough sense. Any obvious glaring flaws? Any obvious questions?
No. So do you want...
do you want to A, try and nab one of the sixth formers as they're roaming the grounds, or B, try and sneak in someone's window and like nab a first? There will be dormitories, won't there? So if we go for first years, they'll be like swarm them.
Yeah.
Many first years, handle it!
Just for, based on what my experience of buildings, bedrooms to everything will probably be on the first floor.
Yeah.
First floor, not ground floor.
Yeah.
The first year probably will know, so we'd probably have to another six formers to roam the grounds.
Also, the first years might live in the woods at the opposite end of the school, like yours.
Savage
tribes, yeah.
A question, incidentally, if we're looking at going for a sick former, are there any parts of grounds where there's like particularly dark spots, like a dark alleyway between buildings or something?
Obvious kind of dark kind of spots, obviously your bike sheds, between the different bits of the chemistry block. There'll be a couple of copses where the teachers go smoke without having their bags nicked.
That was what I was thinking, because there'll be places where the teachers go to smoke, smoke openly. This would be the perfect time of day for a sick former to go and have a crafty smoke.
Yeah.
Because there's no underling to tell them.
Exactly.
The teachers are busy.
Yeah,
doing their own thing. So if we keep an eye, and they don't want to let us go and smoke in those dark places, but we want to see where they are because of their cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
might sniff them out.
Observe these dark spots carefully and see if I can see any of them where there's a good sort of glow of a cigarette in there. I'm not going to attempt to explain this plan to the others.
Hey!
Go ahead.
Go on, in full now, sir.
You can run through it up on the sevens if you want.
Oh, my droogies.
Luckily, I don't think there's an ad sat here for cigarette.
What?
That's sad.
There must be.
He took a lot of drugs, but he didn't smoke much.
Yeah.
Viddy for dark places, are my sifters. See if any of your male chicks are having a crafty smoke. And then I'll make observation roll, I imagine.
Sure, yeah. Where would you like to start? Which area would you like to investigate first?
Which area? What to choose again?
It makes no mechanical difference. There's some sort of copse type places, so shrubberies.
Yeah, shrubbery.
Between the bits of the science buildings, which are separate because they frequently burst into flames. Back of the bike sheds.
Back of the bike sheds is a traditional place for students to go and smoke, so I'll let check them. So I would suggest checking there first.
Mm. Okay.
I'll declare this to be my plan so that people can get bonuses.
Go on. So, here's the plan.
I got a success.
Okay. Okay, you'll see. You would say there's certainly someone working there.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to sneak up and have a look? Whoever is doing the sledging around here?
I'm not very sneaky.
I'm very sneaky and you're very sneaky.
Yeah.
We're both equally sneaky. We'll sneak up together.
Yeah, let's sneak up together.
Is this going to be an opposed role? We've got success in your.
It's going to be an opposed role, so.
And it's looking.
Difficulty doesn't apply in the post.
It's always false.
I think. Hang on, let me just check. I'm so rubbish at this, so.
It's a bizarre system. Okay, so I've got four dice with a roll of four or greater and two successes, of which two are sixes.
Okay, so that seemed pretty good.
I've got four out of five successes.
Okay, so add up number of successes.
I got four successes.
Okay, so you're going to have succeeded, basically. But purely for my own interest, let me find out what the skill levels are here. Okay, you sneak up. You hear sounds of mild revelry and slightly stoned sit songs.
Is there one particularly near to us, or is it a near group?
It's a loose group.
Are they smoking?
Yeah.
How many are there?
Okay.
Three. Do we recognise any of them?
Do you recognise any of them?
Yeah, we have to still have a specific set of
Why?
Indeed.
Although I imagine it'd be preferable to get one which is actually at the dig.
Exactly.
Let me see. No.
So yeah, is there any point like kidnapping somebody who's not at the dig?
Lulz?
Hmm?
Lulz.
Lulz.
They may have seen the girl who came to the school, of course, even if they went to the dig.
Yeah, she was kidnapped one of these guys anyway.
We can try and talk to them.
But your dare was to kidnap one?
But not one of these.
I don't think the dare was that specific, was it?
It was. It was to kidnap one of the guys group that we saw earlier and make him tell us where the treasure is.
Should we try and find one of the guys we saw earlier, then?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Sneak up somewhere else.
See you away.
Okay.
I don't know what I'm doing. I'm not really sneaky, so I'm just standing around in the background.
Are you observant?
I'm quite observant. Well, not all that observant, actually. It's mainly about me.
You might want to be keeping watch.
I'll be keeping watch, too.
Okay. Roll me a keeping watch roll.
Okay. No successes.
Okay.
I, too, will attempt to keep watch. No successes.
No successes.
I guess we are distracted.
Okay. So, around the corner...
So, do you fancy, like, April?
You suddenly hear loud footsteps coming around the corner.
I guess we're distracted.
I'm minded overalls with a broom appears.
It's Albus Brooks! I grab Kitty by the hand and attempt to dash off to head for like somewhere dark where we can hide.
No shortage.
Excellent.
Okay.
They spot all of us.
Probably make for somewhere near the passageway between the science buildings, since that would be a logical place for both to be able to go after they've scouted the bike shed.
So if, basically what you're doing is if you're, let's see, this is as you're sneaking away from the back of the bike sheds.
Yeah.
So it's a dark, secluded place.
Yeah.
So the person has clearly seen that someone is there.
Yes.
They haven't necessarily seen how many of you are away or going. So, what are you doing?
I'm running.
Okay.
To the science building.
I would run to the science building. Okay. She's running out of them.
Okay. Are you running in the same direction?
Yeah, we're all going to the science
building. Okay. Oi! Who's that?
Roll run.
I've got an acting skill. Can I do a boy impression?
Yeah.
Oh, crap. I've got one success.
I've got five successes.
Three successes. Okay. I could get willpower back if I had enough to be willpower yet.
So can I try and do a distracting voice?
By the way, you're remembering to add an extra die because always I don't know.
I get...
Better
oh my god, I get all successes. Five. Does that mean I get an extra point?
I've got
You must need willpower.
Don't you get XP if you get all successes on a roll?
Apparently
you have to get willpower back.
Yeah, apparently you have to rust them first.
Okay, so those are all successes.
Okay, so you speed away.
So last pair we got beneath and tefty successes.
Yeah, and
how do you do?
I got five successes.
Okay. I wasn't speeding.
No? Oh, you are acting like a boy. Okay, you give a flawless boy impression.
Alright! Chris, there's a janitor, run!
Yeah.
Give it!
Yeah, brilliant. Yeah. No problem. Jenkins, you get back here!
I've got useless skills, man.
Okay, what you actually hear is the sound of someone who is very unfit attempting to run for about 20 yards and then giving up.
Okay.
And muttering about Jenkins.
Excellent.
And how we're having a word with someone or other.
Okay, so before I arrive at the science block, I will slow down and try and scout out if there's anybody there.
How show Malchit Galos, Kitty?
Yes, I have many skills.
Warrior princess.
So I sloosh.
Shit.
Two successes, two fours.
Okay.
I don't know why we have this one.
Yeah, and you're looking for smoke, wasn't it? Okay. Yeah. Another little cluster is in evidence.
Okay. Can we see
if... They're like trash mobs.
Yeah.
Can we see if any of them were the ones that we saw earlier? One of them friends.
How well did your observation work?
I only got two fours. That was the highest I got.
Okay. Okay. You're probably going to have to sneak on up on to get a better idea.
I caught up with everyone now, despite you running
out. Yeah, yeah.
It was still
really
more than the janitor,
boy.
But...
Yeah. Phelps, the janitor.
Sneak.
I shall sneak.
Four successes.
Four successes of which 1 to 5 and 1 to 6. Three successes of which 1 to 5 and 1 to 6.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay.
They're
snap up.
Chatting. Yeah. Certainly you see Fred. Let's see if anyone else is there. Yeah, Fred and one of the others are there. Mm-hmm. There appears to be sort of a slight clique thing going on because the ones behind the bike shed were clearly potheads.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Whereas this is more of a kind of general laddish kind of group.
And how many are in the lad group?
This is 4 lads.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Fred, someone else.
Yeah.
Can we assume to be able to talk without...
Yeah. Cinema lower class, yeah.
Yeah.
Stage whispers.
Yeah.
So, you wake them to light and split up.
How about we provide a distraction?
Yeah.
Oh, because we can do an impression of the janitor.
Yeah.
Because now that we've met.
If you do an impression, you make out that somebody's coming.
It's not David
Brent.
So.
Video which way they land, they'll probably split up.
We could blow up the science building.
Set something on fire. It's a great idea.
When in hell.
Now that's how it should.
Great RPG plans about time.
Yeah.
This was a specific piece of Trinian.
Yeah.
But it happens to also be the go-to RPG plan.
We could set something on fire.
Should we set something on fire?
Why don't some of you sneak around the other way, set something on fire so they run towards me, and I'll grab Fred.
So we go around to the other side of the... Okay, here's a plan.
Yay!
Bonus point.
I'm forgetting my bonus plan.
We should blow up the science building.
Maybe not.
Just
roll
in here.
Do any of us actually know how to blow anything up?
Arthur?
I've got craft design technology.
Yeah.
Presumably it's stuff like a matter of setting fires.
Yeah, I mean, setting fire stuff is not that challenging.
Not that hard.
Whatever. What?
Me and Kitty,
pointed it.
Since we're less of a sneaking like...
I'm... How are you,
Belinda?
Well, me and April then.
Anyway, you fancy April. You should be the one to follow up with on.
Yeah.
No.
Me and April, since Kitty wants to be with her Bugatti friend.
Sexual.
Sorry, her Bugatti droog. Head around the science building and see if we can't make a distraction to make them pay less attention to their snouting. And then Kitty and Belinda stay here and toe-chop Fred when he goes past. And then we scrap him and make a break for it.
Yeah, what she said. Let's do that.
Bear in mind that you lose a bonus dice as soon as you deviate from the plan.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you need to collect any equipment before you try your plan, girls?
We are.
Do any of us actually have matches?
I don't know. Do any of us smoke?
Oh, we can go and bum one from the potheads. Do you want me to go and bum a light from the potheads?
Yeah, they're just...
I'll borrow that. I'll just steal a light from
them. Don't worry
about it. Okay, do you want to go
and... do you want me to go and do that?
Slink back and do that here, by the way.
I'm pretty sure I don't smoke.
Don't know, but...
Do you not?
Maybe I do, actually.
I probably smoke.
Yeah, I probably smoke.
Well, in the science building itself,
actually,
there's
yes,
probably fire sources.
Smoke,
I probably smoke, but I probably only bomb cigarettes and lighters.
Yeah.
Yeah, since I am a seductive type, I probably smoke and probably have my lighter, so I will give it to a lighter.
Okay.
So it's looking and set things on fire so I can stay
with them. If not, to be honest, you could probably scrounge one from the things dropped here by lads running away from teachers.
Yes.
So. Probably a drop lighter somewhere else.
Okay, cool.
I believe a dice has gone under this sofa, but I'll leave it since there's already a pile here.
Yeah.
Wait until they're after the Gatra game.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Okay.
So I'm gonna So I assume that, like, there's the science buildings and there's the people and there's like a gap up.
Yeah.
I'm going to stand, if they're going around to that side, I'm going to stand against the wall and like out
around
the
corner, out the wall.
Presumably you brought your hockey stick with you. Do you not go everywhere with it?
Probably not.
The same still applies when I come back anyway, so it's
on. Yeah, so I want to grab him.
Okay. So you're doing the sort of classic round the corner.
Yeah.
You
grab, stick against the wall.
Yeah.
I'll just stand next to you, creepily close.
Oh my gosh, she's trying to lesbian you.
Shut up. And she's not.
Also, you're not here.
No, you shouted it down from the opposite end of the alley.
Oh my god, guys! Go really quietly.
I'm actually quite good at stealth.
Oh,
I still forgot.
Sorry, I definitely made the thing. And basically, you each have to choose a skill to get the bonus on. You don't get a bonus for everything.
Oh, okay.
So pick a skill which you reckon you're going to be using for the plan.
Team sports.
I'm going to take running away.
I'm going to take team sports.
What do you want me to take? You want me to take track and field or marksmanship?
Track and field, because we're going to be attempting to sneak.
You're not
really
threatening.
I can throw
an exam. Is sneak covered in track and field?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm very sneaky now.
Yeah.
I didn't realise. I thought it was a separate skill.
Yeah, it's on the track
field. Oh, okay. And less prop than I thought I was.
Cool.
So we get an extra jump. Yeah.
I don't know why it counts as track and field in particular. The 100-yard sneak.
Yeah, you'd have to do it in sneak crash.
Yeah.
Like in a crowd. Yeah.
It's probably for bunking off games.
Yeah.
If you want to do that.
Yeah. Maybe it's just like a song where you like crawl under nets and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Come on, girls.
Do it, man.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah. Good, healthy.
I'm still imagining the Olympics
singing all the crocodiles.
We used to have to play rugby in ice and snow and do press ups and forward rolls on sharp shallots of ice.
I will never forget, the first PE lesson of every year, you had to do the something, I can't remember what it was called, the something test.
Oh, the bleep test.
Wasn't the bleep test. We didn't do the bleep test. We did, you have 10 minutes, you have to run around the track as many times as you can, and we'll write down how many times you did it. And I was like,
you did it once. Very slowly.
Yeah. You got yelled at.
You just go, I'm unfit. The thyroid.
The Cooper test.
We didn't have that. We just had enforced sports.
Yeah.
Run around the school. Again.
Forgot how the bleep test
and again.
And you run back and forth lots and lots of times.
And there's bleep
faster and faster.
Yeah, you have to do it in...
You've got to get it before the bleep each time. It's largely pointless.
Okay, so, you're blowing stuff up.
Yes. As we go along... I'll say to April, happy prologues if you're Vazdvez about the truth or dare, Ygra.
No, it's fine.
Parasha, I really view you poorly.
No, it's cool. It's cool. Do you want to burn some stuff?
No. Question is, do we burn the stuff inside or outside?
We're trying to make them go the other way, aren't we?
We want to... Basically, we have the other side of the building from them.
I could just use my god fear power.
There's not actually going to be that much
awesome.
In the way
of...
There's not going to be much in the outside of the way of throwing stuff, is there? It's going to be like...
They're probably careful enough to avoid... Because their own lads will set fire to stuff.
Actually, that's a good point. Is there a bin nearby?
There'll be some bins, yeah.
Is there a fire alarm near the bin?
Do you want there to be?
Yes, we can punch a fire alarm in order to alert people to use the fire in the first place.
Yeah.
Why do you want to alert people?
That'll be set up by. There'll be smoke alarms there.
Actually, that's a good point. Let smoke alarm do it.
You only have fire alarms if you're not actually starting a fire.
We are actually starting a fire because we're psychos.
So far, of course, we haven't started a
fire. Yeah, start the fire, guys.
Okay, so...
I think a planet was always burning just the world.
Is the trash can near... Is trash near a window?
Yes. You have got any breaking and entering skills apart from you.
Is a window open at all?
No.
Okay.
Throw the trash bin through the window.
Mm. It's like an adventure game, isn't it? You crack in with window.
That is right
with the
It's sort of 60s building.
Yeah.
Oh, let's just burn it down.
Yeah, it's probably the, you know, like those mobile classroom kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so you've probably got like a mobile,
large porta cabinet.
One of those, yeah, one of those mobile classrooms that's nevertheless been there for 40 years.
Yeah.
The thing that was built to replace the old one that burnt down temporarily 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And it's still going.
They to be honest, they probably have to replace these every 5 years anyway. They just borrow one that's 30 years old from somewhere else. So it's not, you could force the window if you needed to.
I was thinking more of just get the trash burn and then throw the burning trash can through the window.
You could do that.
We do that.
Okay.
Okay.
Fire. Crash.
Yeah, dump some of the lighter fluid from the lighter into it so it burns faster and then spark it off.
Okay. Let's see how successful your little fire is. Bell curve, because why not? Okay, so yeah, you throw it through, burning rubble, or not rubble, it'll be, you know, whatever you chuck out from science class,
yeah.
Rubbish. Sprays all over the counters, starts catching at the like acid cabinet.
You remember, it should have been inbred in the power cabinet.
Yeah.
You could stand in like the gap to make, using your fear power, just think, okay. Hey, they went the wrong way.
After a short while, a ringing will start from the fire alarm.
Back to the beach, and let's hope Kitty and Belinda aren't too busy filling to do their part.
Are the guys actually running into you, and we've got fear, so no way.
I was waiting to see if you wanted to do anything immediately before doing the rowing.
Nothing immediately. Nothing. I'll move to the end of the alley, because these guys are at that end, and we're at this end.
Yeah.
So I'll move to her in the alley.
Yeah,
just okay. be around. Just something
else. Yes. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, they will hear a crash. They will see the flames. Swearing erupts.
Get the fuck out of here, lass!
And they start pegging it down.
Yeah.
Okay. Dropping fags on the way.
What we're going to actually, which specifically, I only want to because presumably we want them split up. We want to make sure that the ones that go that way are the right ones.
Let's see which way they go. So got four lads. And here are the three. 1-3 means they go towards you. 4-6 means they go towards you. Okay. Two lads go towards you. One goes towards you. And you've got Fred, who goes towards you.
Ah, who? Right. Is it possible to split Fred off from the other person? Have the other person go out first and isolate Fred or not?
Yes.
I'll isolate Fred and I'll goth fear Fred.
Okay. How does this work?
I...
This might be incredibly perky.
It specifically says it works even for perky goths. So I will let the first one pass and I will step out into the alleyway, which next to the burning science building.
Silhouetted against the flames.
Exactly.
Hello Kitty, shadows, like horrendously against the wall.
In your centre is Sims uniform, which is the key element here.
Yes, and I will fix it with my kind of perky goth stare. I would find a point of willpower.
Okay.
And he has to make a fear check against difficulty 5. Efficient to roll on one die, unless his secret fear is perky goth girls. In which case, he's not allowed to roll any dice, but then they spend willpower points for additional dice. You see what I mean.
Okay. So, let's see. Fear test with what was the.
45.
Difficulty 5, okay.
One die plus one for every point of willpower they choose to spend.
Okay.
Fred must be a bit low on willpower in general, because
he
got beaten up this morning.
He was pretty broken down, so I think he's just going to be rolling on the chance here.
Yeah.
So.
Broken Fred, quite badly.
Three. Hey, he fails.
Got fear!
Oh my god,
boy.
A girl!
Super nice to see you!
Unfortunately, at this point, the recording cut off, and it took me a little while to notice, so we lost a bit of play from this session. Hopefully it won't cause too much confusion, but since we'd cut off that anyway, it seems like a good point to stop the episode.